Blog Talk Radio.
Wishes come true. I just look at you as I touch your hand, and this ordinary world becomes a wonderland. There are many girls I have met before, because I knew there would be this magic moment, one to last a lifetime, when a boy like me meets a girl like you. There are many girls I have met, I passed them by, because I knew there would be this magic moment, one to last a lifetime, when a boy like me meets a girl like you.
I just had to play that one. It's been sitting in the library looking at me for about a month. And it's like, okay, it's time to play this one. We got to play this one. You know, and just, it makes you think about how really right it feels when you meet that person that just meshes. You know, you mesh together. And it doesn't happen very often. So you need to treasure it when it does. But you know what? Sometimes it just doesn't gel. So here is a song about one of those times. Vanilla Fudge, You Keep Me Hanging On.
can do about it.
Love Vanilla Fudge. The 1960s, man. And they didn't call it headbanging music, Anne. No. That was just rock and roll back in the 60s. That was just rock and roll. Flower power, et cetera, hippie stuff. But anyway, your Vanilla Fudge was thought of as one of the better bands back then. And they, back then, you could do what you wanted to, you know? You didn't have to make your music any particular way. You didn't have to have five pieces in your music. You didn't have to have three. You didn't have to have a guitar player and a bass player. And you didn't have to do any special formula. You did what you felt. That is one thing I did like about the 60s. Of course, I didn't have enough confidence to join in any of that, but you know, hey, it was a good attitude. what can you say, right? I did enjoy growing up in the 60s, but I was like from 10, and in 63, I was 10 years old in October of 63. So I was old enough to know what was going on. I just wasn't old enough to be a part of it. I just kind of watched it all happen. I was happy with that. I didn't want to get involved with people and stuff like that. That's not what I was capable of back then. I just wanted to be in the background and watch people be stupid. And believe me, I wasn't disappointed. It happened a lot. So let's go from that to a really nice song that Elvis did from the Elvis on Tour. This is an informal recording in 1972. John sent this to me this morning, and it's a beautiful song. It's one of those songs that you want somebody to just look in your eyes and sing to you, as long as they can sing, okay? They have to be able to sing this song, but it's gorgeous. I love it. Young and Beautiful from 1972, an informal Elvis on Tour.
And you'll be forever young and beautiful to me. You're so young, and I'm so beautiful, and I love you so. Your lips so rare, your eyes are shining, shame the stars that glow. So fill these lonely arms of mine be forever young and beautiful to me. You're so young and beautiful. You're everything I love. Your angel smile, your gentle touch are all I'm dreaming of. Oh, take this heart I offer you and never set me free. Then you'll be then you'll be forever young and beautiful.
Not that much.
To me.
Oh, you guys are so funny. You're making me laugh. It's okay. Yeah, hit the other one with a hammer. Anyway, yes, I broke my toe. I turned around and moved before I figured out where I was, and I was taking something from the kitchen back to the dirty clothes. That's what it was. I was taking the dish rag back. I got to wash it. And I didn't look where I was going, and I just wham! Got my toe stuffed into, whacked under, whatever you want to call it. I ran into my kitchen stepladder leg, and I moved 6 inches, so I hit it hard. And yeah, I went, oh, ow. that's kind of how I react most of the time. But you know, I broke a toe before. This is not as bad as that one. But it does hurt. You hear this little, you know, and you know something happened. So it's swollen, and it's a little bit purple, but not really too bad. Not the other one was black and red, and it, oh my gosh. This one, not really too bad. It's just swollen and a little bit purple. It hurts. Putting shoes on is not a real nifty thing to do, but can't go outside barefoot. Got to take the dog out to go potty. So, yeah. Socks? Not so good either. But you know what? In a week, it's going to be fine. So I'm not going to worry about it. Flip-flop season is over, so I don't have to worry about not being able to keep flip-flops on. That's what happened last time. But, you know, I had an EMT look at it when I broke it last time, and he gave me a heads up. He says, you know, you might as well, as long as you don't got any bones that are threatening to poke through your skin or anything like that, don't worry about going to the hospital, because all they do is they take an x-ray, tell you it's broken, and tape it up to the two toes next to it. You know, and they just kind of, they don't even set it. They just tape it. And so it's like, okay, I ain't wasting the money. I mean, I've done this before, and last time was worse. This ain't so bad. So, yeah, I'm sitting here. And you know what? It isn't just the toe that hurts. It hurts on up, halfway up your foot. And it's, yeah, you can tell when you broke a toe. It's not just a bump. Yeah, it's broke. Anyway, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. I heal fast, and I am not going to worry about it. It's nothing to whine and cry over. I'm still going to do whatever I have to do, which is I'm going shopping tomorrow. I'm going grocery shopping. I'm going stuff shopping, shelves and drawer units and things I need for the house. And I'm going to get me a bucket of KFC chicken and 4 gallons of milk. I'm going to freeze half of them and have the other. You know, I'm going to stock my house to what I am used to. Now, 4 gallons of milk I don't normally get, but I have to shop for a month at a time. I only get paid once a month. So, running into town for a half-hour drive is not my favorite thing. So once a month is going to be enough. So I figured out how to do that, and I'm good with that. I make my own bread, you know, stuff like I'm good, and I'm going to get new tires tomorrow. I don't know why you needed to know that, but I'm going to get new tires tomorrow. And I am praying I'm not going to have a flat on the way into town because they are weather checked. You know, they were sitting out in that Arizona sun for 5 years, and you can look at them, and they've got little bitty cracks in the sidewalls all around from the hot weather. Pray for me too, kids, because prayer does help, and I just don't want a flat tire on my way into town. I do not want to deal with that. So I let my AAA lapse, and I'm sure AARP would rescue me, but I'd rather not have to do that. I just want to get there and get new tires and have some fun shopping and buying food. It'll be nice to cook a steak for a change, you know, and have some fried chicken. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I really am. I just wish I had somebody to go shopping with, but I don't. So I'm going myself. It's just going to go. So there we are. So unless anybody wants to come over and go shopping with me, I mean, you know, it's only a 2,000 or 3,000 mile trip. What the hey, you know? You can do that, right? Yeah, it's only about 1,200 miles for you, Sue. You can just run it?
I didn't know I was online. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are, honey.
Yeah, that's not too bad. You know, you and I'd make a real good pair with you with a broken toe, and I sprung my ankle 2 or 3 days ago.
Oh,
and
my Lord.
And haven't been out of the house because of it. And I did order a brace that I can use in it. I'm waiting for it to be delivered, and it's not here just yet. So anyway, it is what it is. So I'm hopping around over here, and we'd make a real good pair out, Jobin.
Oh yeah, we would, wouldn't we? The Hubble twins. You know, it's just when stuff happens, you just deal with it and you keep on going. It's that's one thing I learned from my grandma. Exactly, grandma never let anything stop her. She broke her wrist and her ankle on the same side once, and I went down to help her because she was taking care of her daddy. And so I'd run his meals up to him. He was in the apartment over the garage. So I'd run his meals up to him and stuff so she didn't have to try and do that. And then I'd come back and I'd find that she had peeled the ACE bandage away from her hand and wrist and was washing dishes with a broken wrist.
Oh, Ma.
That's my grandma. That is my grandma. And I am definitely her granddaughter. I've inherited that don't let anything stop me type of attitude. I'll figure out a way to do it if I got to get it done. So, which is a good thing when you live out here and your neighbors just kind of left for the winter. So it's just me, myself, and I, and the coyotes and the snakes have all gone to bed for the winter. So that's a good thing. Thank you, God.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes. It's the dog and cat and whoever's doing construction across the lake. You can hear them really good. They're just across the cove. So
which cove did you break?
Huh? Oh, it was the third toe on my left foot. So
yeah.
I can drive. It was the other foot. I don't need it to drive. That'd be real fun tomorrow. Oh, my Lord, that would hurt so bad if I had to do that tomorrow.
I'm hoping that I get to drive by tomorrow if I can get this brace. It's just like an ice bandage to put on a top thing. And,
right.
Anyway,
right.
If it comes in, hopefully I can drive tomorrow because I have got to get to the bank. I need to do all those little things like you're doing.
You might keep that ace bandage on it because that'll support it while you – and it's your right foot, your right ankle?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Keep the ace bandage on it because that will support it as you're manipulating the gas pedal and the brake. You need to keep that ace bandage on it. So.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. True.
Yes.
If I
and,
remember, but I don't know if I want to sleep in it, but we'll see. I might have
well,
to.
Well, yeah, you might have to. You might have to. It'll help keep the swelling down too. So. You're the one dealing with it, so it's up to you, girl. I'm just giving you what I found out. From yes,
okay.
And I found out with a toe, don't bother going to the hospital. All they do is they take an x-ray, they tell you, yeah, it's broke, and then they tape it up. As long as there's no bones poking through,
yeah,
they don't do anything else. They don't.
No, there's nothing. Yeah.
No, because to do anything for your toe, they have to do surgery. They can't manipulate it like they can a leg bone or something bigger like that. And it's like, hey, I don't have to spend $400 or $500 to have them tell me it's broke and tape it up and send me home. I can do that. No problem. So
go ahead. It's always something, but that's okay. We'll survive.
Oh, of course we will. And that's the whole thing too, is I just learned how to do that stuff. I don't mess with doctors too much unless it's something really, really serious. I just kind of do it on my own, and it's always worked for me. So, okay, knock on wood.
Exactly.
We're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on going. So, all right, I want to play some more Elvis. Is that all right with you guys? Can I do that?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to let me? Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the album Back in Memphis. And the song that John sent me this morning is called This Is the Story.
Play the song that was our own, your photographs by my side. I know I can't forget you, so I don't even try. The note you left is in my hand. Read again what you say. You're sorry, but you love him, and you both gone away. This is the story of a man.
I like that song. I do. But it's a sad one. We got a lot of sad songs, but we got some nice ones, too. We do. Oh, guess what? Hello, honey. How are you doing today?
Miserable as all get out.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, knock off that crap.
I think it's my arthritis. I'm not for sure, but I've seen where in her you got a broke toe.
Oh, yeah. I broke it. I stubbed it against my kitchen stepladder. Moved my stepladder 6 inches, so it wasn't just a light tap. It was a good whack. But that's all right.
Yes, dear. Cried says tape it to the next one.
Yes. Actually, what the EMT told me is you tape it to each toe on both sides so that you've got three toes taped together, and that'll immobilize it. Yeah. And that's all they do in the hospital anyway if you go to the emergency room. So you're wasting money because that's all they do. So, it'll heal.
I don't bother to go anymore when I break one. I don't feel it. I notice it when the toe turns black and blue. As long as it's not bleeding, I don't worry about it.
Oh, well, bleeding would not be good.
if it's bleeding, I'm on my way over to the orthopedic doctor for him to x-ray it and his nurse to turn it all different directions and x-ray it. But...
They want to turn my broken toe all different directions, and somebody's going to get slugged. No way. That hurts.
I can't feel it, so it didn't bother me.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a difference because my feet are not completely numb, and I do feel stuff. So, you want to twist and turn a broken toe and... you're going to end up with a big old bruise on your jaw because I am just going to slug the whack out of you. Don't do that to me. You won't like it. So it's just safer for everybody if I stay home and take care of it myself.
Are you having a show next Thursday?
Yes. I am just going to be home. I'm going to cook myself a turkey and some potatoes and gravy and a pumpkin pie. I don't know if I'll go so far as the green bean casserole and that kind of stuff. That's more if I have people here, I'd do that kind of thing, and candied carrots. I might do candied carrots because I like those. But it's just going to be me, and I'm going to get me a 15-pound, 16-pound turkey and have turkey sandwiches for a couple weeks. I chop that up, freeze it, and have a good old time. So, yes, I'm just going to be home, so I will be having a show, yes.
All right, because I wasn't going to take my laptop if there wasn't a show going to be going on. But since you're going to have one, I'll take my laptop with me.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. Thank you. That's awesome. But, yes, I will have a show next Thursday. So, you know me. Never say die. Keep on going.
Yeah.
No matter what. If you can't talk, play more music. That's my philosophy. Hey, you know, unless I am down in bed or in the hospital, I will have a show. You know, so... yeah. And knock on wood, that's not going to happen. So I'm going to take care of it. So anyway, yes. So are you guys going somewhere for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. We're leaving Monday morning around 10 o'clock, and we'll be back in a week later.
Oh, okay.
We'll be gone for 7 days. We're going to go down and keep the beach company.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I started a tradition when I was still married. When we moved to Arizona, we started a tradition of having a barbecue on the front porch every Christmas.
Uh-huh.
But because we had friends to go to on Thanksgiving. Well, I don't have, I mean, Shauna lives 3 hours away, and it's just not going to happen with broken toe. So I just don't do it anymore. It's just me. It's no big deal. So I just don't do that anymore.
Well,
we
used to have all the kids here at Thanksgiving, and we finally decided not to do that no more, that our anniversary would end up the day before or the day of or the day after Thanksgiving. So we just take that week for ourselves and go.
Well, there you go.
And
that's a good idea.
I was asked last night if I was going to take my two granddaughters with me. And I won't repeat what I said, but...
There you go. No. Yeah, you guys just go and you have a good time and enjoy yourselves and enjoy each other. And don't worry about anything else. You just don't need to worry about anything else.
Yeah, my new shirts came in today that I ordered. I've been arguing with them for a month. Got me three new Elvis t-shirts.
Oh, there you go.
Says an August girl loves Elvis Presley. An awesome grandma listens to Elvis Presley.
Hey, there you go.
And
I had
the
cool
ones still listen.
Yeah, when I was still in Wickenburg, I had a friend, when she found out that Elvis, you know, is Elvis and all of this stuff, she got me a shirt, an Elvis t-shirt. It's a sparkly. I've got a sparkly Elvis on the front of it. But the shirt fits me nice. I like the way it fits me, but I won't wear it because... It makes Elvis look like he's got an alien bulb head. So I thought, no, that feels a little disrespectful. I ain't going there. So I kept it because it's a beautiful shirt. But I can't wear that in public. I just can't do that.
I ended up ordering the wrong size. It is big enough for me to sleep in them. But
there you go.
I'm going to run them through the washer a couple of times in the dryer and try to shrink them a little bit so they won't look so big.
Yeah.
I've got the opposite problem.
I've got the opposite problem. It's small enough to where it fits. It fits real nice, but... I said, it makes Elvis look like he's got a big old alien bulb head, so I'm not going to do that. I just had to laugh when I looked in the mirror and saw that. I thought, well, so much for wearing that t-shirt. So I crawled out of it, and it's just folded in the drawer now. But that's okay. That's okay. I've got it. And it was very, very nice for my friend to get me that. She is tinier than me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's shorter and she's tinier. I'm like a size 4, except the bulb head part. But she kind of got the shirt for her size, and it didn't work real good. The picture of Elvis would have to be down around my waist, and then it would be okay, but... not in the right place. So it's just hilarious. I'll have to put it on, take a picture for you guys some point, let you see it, because it'll give you a good laugh. It really will. But it's a nice shirt. It's a nice t-shirt. I really like it. But, oh well. Can't have everything, I guess, eh?
Yeah, no.
Oh, it's so funny. I gotta let you know.
I wish you good luck with your toe.
Oh, thank you.
Try not to break another one.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that's not a good idea. All suggestions to break another toe so I don't notice this one are scratched, deleted, not welcome. Don't say that, please, because I don't want to hurt anything else. One toe's enough.
Okay. I'm going to go back to listening.
Okay,
Clyde's
honey.
In the house for a little
okay.
while. He's off.
Well, hello, Clyde.
Next week.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good,
talk
except for my toe. Other than that, I'm fine.
Okay. Yeah, take care of the little toe. It'll be okay.
It will. In another week, it'll be fine.
Yep.
It'll be fine. So, good. You guys have a good time at the beach, and I will say hi to you next Thursday. Even if
if
you can't call in, I will say hi to you on the show, okay?
All right, I'll be there. We're probably
all
not
right.
staying in the room and not
okay.
fight all them people out there. All right, we'll talk to you after later on, listen to the show.
Okay, honey. You guys take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. That was kind of nice. That was kind of nice for her to call in and check and see so that she could listen next week. Yes, I am going to have a show. If it's just me and three or four other people, that's fine with me. I'm going to do it because I want to do it. So we're going to be good. We're going to be good. All right. Elvis. We're going to have some Elvis songs. Just because I feel like it. And I still haven't found my stereo. So my CDs are sitting in a box, not getting any use because I can't find my stereo. Do I still have one? I don't know. I might buy another one just because. I'll find a second one and put it somewhere in the office or somewhere on the porch. There we go. Anyway, here is a song Elvis did with Jerry Reed. And it's hilarious. You get those two together, and it was like a comedy show. It was wonderful. But this is Guitar Man, take 1, 2, and 5. And Jerry Reed is on guitar.
We're rolling. This is Guitar Man, take 1. I ain't played all weekend. I know your house is a mess, Reed.
That's a mess, man.
It is. Yes. Well, okay, you are too. Let's just leave them out. No, man, there ain't no way you can get them both. So them just sound like a room full of spastics or something. Ready? Yeah, I did it the wrong way, no wonder. 1, 2, 3, now. Well, 2, 3, 4. No, I made it long, Bob. It's long on the record. I forgot it's like this. I think, ain't it?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's right.
Two of them.
This is two. 2, 3, 4. Well, I quit my job down at the car wash, left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I'd left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs and looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis.
Okay.
Out of juice and luck.
Man, I may wander off in the parking lot. Stay with me. I guess I'll get with you sometime tonight. 2, 3. I can do that better. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I'd left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia, on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the Hobo Junction, roamed a thousand miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they call Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. Oh, the swinging little guitar man, show them, son. Take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Well, make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging to find this little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Now guess who's leading that five-piece band? Well, wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah, guitar man.
Swinging little guitar, man. Little? Slender, maybe, back in the day, but little? 6'1" ain't little. I can't go there. Jerry Reed might have been. How tall was Jerry Reed? He wasn't a real big guy, was he? I don't know.
No.
I don't think he was a real big guy. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Everybody ever saw him next to, he was always smaller. And he was a skinny little thing, too. Beanpole. So, anyway. Okay. All right. I got one. That, come on, Alphabet. Fly on past, please. Sometimes the alphabet, 26 letters, is too long. Anyway. John sent me this one, and hello, here it is. He sent me this one this morning, and I love this. This is so much fun. It's the fast version of Loving You. Get ready, Ann.
Huh? You sure? Huh? No! Okay. Let's make one more and hear this last one. No. Might as well, we can't dance. I wish.
Yeah, DJ.
Whole life through, well, loving you, just loving you. Winter, summer, springtime too, you know I'm loving you, loving you. Makes no difference where I go. Always be loved.
Now, is that just cool? I love that.
It's good one.
Yeah. I love the beat they had, and it was just different.
Sure was.
I like that. I like it a lot. Okay. Take a big breath. It's time to play Gwen's request. And this is one I haven't heard before, but it's by an Irish singer, so it doesn't surprise me. This is Billy Connolly doing a song called Stay.
Jimmy Van Morrison song, said it better than I can for her film. Oh, won't you stay? Stay a while with your own ones. Don't ever stray, stray so far from your own ones. For the world is so cold, don't care nothing for your soul. You share with your own. Rush away from your
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a pretty good song. That's a pretty good song. As I said, I'd never heard it before. So when you're listening to something new, you kind of go, okay, do I like it?
Yeah.
Do I not like it? Well, it's okay.
Not sure.
But
not
do I
sure.
like it? Exactly. Exactly. And when you've heard it like three times, by then you can make up your mind. By then you can make up your mind. And I like it. I think it's a pretty good song. And it's got that good, man, he hits that bass drum like that pedal's going to go through it. You know what I mean? But that's all right.
Exactly.
The sound. Right. Yeah. Well, and sometimes they play those things so soft for whatever reason that you kind of wonder, is it there or is it not? You know, so that good solid whomp, yeah, that's worth it. That's worth it. Sometimes that just makes a song. Yeah, you know, it's like an ending. You know? It's necessary. It's like an ending. You got to have that good solid whack. But, you know, that's one thing. I actually sat behind the drums a couple times, but never could really. I knew which cymbal sounded like what and what the different drums did and everything, but I couldn't do it. I didn't have the confidence to be that loud in front of everybody. I couldn't do that. Why? I don't know. I could sing, but put me behind the drum and it just didn't work. So that's okay. Everybody finds their niche, right? Everybody finds their niche. Drums wasn't mine. I almost bought a set of drums when I was, how old was I, 12, I think. I sold Christmas cards to earn money to buy my uncle's drum set because he was joining a barbershop quartet and didn't need his drums anymore, so he's going to sell them. But that didn't pan out either. I'm not a salesperson. That's not my thing. I don't want to talk somebody into spending their money on something. You know, it's like, if you want to spend your money on something, go spend your money on it. Don't ask me. It's not my money. I just couldn't do that. I tried sales, I don't know, 3 or 4 different times. It just never went anywhere. Just not my thing. It's like the drums. Just not my thing.
Right. Oh,
give me a microphone, I can handle that. But no, I can't do the drums. Anyway, I've got, you all remember Mac Davis, right?
Yeah.
I think we lost him, but he wrote some songs for Elvis. And you know, Elvis did a couple of them. This one, he didn't want to do it first, but Mac Davis took it to, I forget the whole story, but anyway, Elvis ended up doing it, okay? And this is take 2 and 1. And yes, that's how they labeled it, take 2 and 1 of In the Ghetto.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. Cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way?
1, 2, 3, 4.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. There's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Simply turn our heads and look the other way. Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows. And his hunger burns, so he starts to at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, and tries to run, but he won't get far. And his mama cries as a crowd gathers round an angry young man. Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama
cried. Wow. I was just thinking when I was listening to that song. That song always makes me feel so bad for the people that have to live in those poor, poor areas. I mean, you think about they're freezing in their homes. They're freezing because they either the landlord won't fix anything, or they can't afford electricity to stay warm, or the gas, or whatever it is. And it just makes me feel horrible. It's horrible because I can't do anything about it.
Nope.
Number one, I'm not there. Number two, I don't have the income. If I had the income, I would try to do something. But the thing is, you can't just go in there and fix stuff, because other people own those buildings, and they don't want it fixed. If they fix stuff, their taxes go up, and they're more concerned about that than whether people that live in those buildings are suffering or not. And that's
right.
Sad. And I think of this
it
every time
sad.
I hear that song. Yeah. Every time people grow up in that situation, of course they're going to be angry. And that's...
Yeah, but they can't escape it.
Exactly. And that's where the gangs come from. And trying to... I think they're trying to be in control of something, because they can't be in control of where they live or what conditions they have to deal with. And I don't know. It's kind of a downer, you guys, I know. But every time I hear that song, I think of those things. I do. I think of those things. And
yeah.
Do you remember where you were the first time you heard that song, Sue?
No, I don't exactly. Don't remember even catching on to it until, you know, I was probably in my 20s and 30s.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay. I remember I was 14 and a half years old, sitting on our front porch on South Hill of Spokane, and my then boyfriend was with me, and this came on. I always had my transistor radio with me everywhere, and this song came on. It was new, and we stopped talking just to listen to this song because that's how much impact it had. That's how much impact it had. And I don't remember how close it was upon the Watts riots, but it just all kind of dovetailed at that point. I remember very vividly the first time I heard this song. I do. So it's a very impactful song, and I wish that more people would hear it. And can you believe it? There are people in this world that don't even know about this song, and that's like, what sand have you been sticking your head under? Because, wow, you know, it's amazing. This people need to hear this song. They really need to, because it would let them know what's going on, what's up, what's doing, you know? Okay, I think it's time for a love song after that, now that I bummed you all out and put you down into the cellar and all that stuff. And
well, it does
make
you stop and think, that's for sure. You know,
it does.
You start to appreciate your own life. I mean, goodness gracious, that would be horrible.
Oh, gosh. And, you know, maybe some of us don't have a high income. I mean, I'm trying to get used to making less than half of what I was making when I was working. And I'll do it because I know how. I will do it. It's just going to take me a couple of months to say, oh, no, you can't do that anymore, Jen. You back up your truck and repack it because you got to do it this way now. So I know I'll do it. But, yeah, it makes you appreciate what you do have. It may not be up to the standard you're used to, but you still got something. You know?
Yeah, that's a rat race for this song. I mean, it's just a continuous, nonstop. You know, it's just, you know, it's stage.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just over and over and over repeating itself.
Exactly. And if people would listen to that song, they would know a little more about what other people are trying to deal with in the inner cities, you know. And, okay, if you don't live in the inner cities, you live on a farm in the middle of Arkansas someplace, or the hill country of Tennessee, you don't have much money, but you don't have to deal with the gangs and the guns and things like that, and at least you can go out and get some wood and build you a fire to keep warm, you know.
Oh, sure, there's a big difference in that, definitely, because, you know, too, in that environment, you know, ignorance breeds ignorance, as we all know, and that's what's sad.
Yes, very much so. If we could get more people to listen to that song, I think it really would help the situation quite a lot. We're more aware of that situation now than we were in the 60s and the early 70s. I mean, we knew it happened, but we were still naive enough to be able to ignore it, you know. And I think at this point in time, you can't ignore it anymore. It's too prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
So get with the program and shake it out, guys, because people need help. They can't always do it on their own, even if they want to, even if they're too proud to want anybody to help them. They need help. That's just how it is. So find a way to help that doesn't exacerbate their ego and put their back up, so to speak. You know?
Right.
You just can't.
Well, yeah,
you can't
help some people.
Exactly.
Work.
Exactly. Some people simply will not accept anything, and that is their prerogative. They have the right to do that. But if they've got
right.
children, maybe they shouldn't be quite so proud.
Oops.
You know? I remember when I was a kid, Mama had five of us children before she married my stepdad, and she had to, she was on welfare. We called it the dole back then because you didn't get food stamps or EBT or whatever they do now. You went down to the welfare center, and it, your size family, you were allowed this many packages of cheese, this many pounds of flour, this many pounds of sugar, and you picked what your family was allotted for that week. And that's why they called it the dole. But you know what? It was food. And we were never made to feel less than anybody else because of that. It was food. Mama learned how to cook stuff. We learned how to cook from her. And that's why I make my own bread. I prefer homemade bread because of that time in my life. So
It's better, too.
Much better. And it's not a bad thing to get help when you need it. It's not a bad thing. You know, it's not just the person receiving the help that is given that gift.
Right.
The person giving that help is also receiving the gift of giving. Because giving is a gift. Being able to give is a very great gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish more people understood that. Because if they did, we would have less need in this world. But I do not condone the government estate that requires that. That's socialism, and it's wrong. I do not condone
mm-hmm.
that. You should help people
mm-hmm.
because you feel called to help people. Don't help people because the government says you can't have more than this person over here has. I don't agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong. So don't think I'm heading off to socialism or communism because I'm not. I don't agree with that in any way, shape, or form. So if I get a knock on my door tonight and they cart me away, you'll know what happened. Okay, yeah. All right. I'm going to play a love song. And, you know, we all feel someone in our heart that is special to us, more special than anybody else. And I want you to have that person in your heart right now. And you can't all say Elvis. I mean, come on, get real. You people that are married to someone, it's the person you're married to that you should be thinking about when this song is playing, okay? And those that aren't married, I'm sure you have someone special that you love more than anybody. Think of that person, you know, because that's what this song's about. It's called I'm Yours.
My love, I offer you now. My heart and all it can give. For just as long as I live, I'm yours. No one's but yours, dear, will do. My lips will always be true. My eyes can see only you. I'm yours. And as the years roll along, your joy, your tears, I'm
Another love song called I Want Us Back.
Lately I've been lonely, Lord knows I don't like that feeling any more than you like feeling lonely too.
I wanna feel
yeah. I love that. I love that. And you know, when you're loving somebody you can't be with, they have to be gone for a long time or for whatever reasons, yeah, you feel lonely. You do feel lonely because you want them back with you. But the good part about it is, you know, they're coming home. And you always hold on to your dreams because dreams do come true. So there you go. Okay. Yes. You know, you're just getting to that mood, and that's it. Okay. I've got one that that John sent me. Wait, hang on. My brain just kind of went clink. Ran up against that steel wall. Or those drums they have down the middle of the freeway.
Yeah.
I hit one. My brain hit one of those. Yeah. Like, boom. Just exploded all over. Come here. There we are. I got it. Yes, he sent me this one. And it's from G.I. Blues, but it's not the duet. Okay? This is just Elvis singing Pocket Full of Rainbows. Take 15 and 16.
And oh, take 15. Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
Every word. Right.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That was good. That was good. He does love songs so nice. He really does. Of course, he does the upbeat blues, rock, all kinds. See, you got to say it that way, rock. You know, you can't just say rock. You got rock. Got to put some guts in it if you got any. Hello, girl. How are you doing? Are you better?
I'm alive. Kind of.
There you go. That's a good beginning.
kind of alive. I told you I was going to call, but then something came up, and I said to myself, well, I'm probably not going to call. And then I thought, no, I'm going to tell them I'm alive at least. I'm here.
Good. Good, good. Yeah, because, you know, after a while, we begin to wonder, did she die and nobody wants to tell us?
Yeah, right. You think that would be kept a secret?
No.
And she
no.
died. She died clutching her favorite Elvis blanket. She died. Yeah. See it now.
Oh, my goodness. I can just
died
see it.
In that thing. She was such in love with that blanket. I don't know if it was because Elvis was on it or because it was her favorite blanket, but she died.
What's the blanket?
Sorry, guys. I'm still on NyQuil and stuff, so my mind's a little racy. Please forgive me. I'm still on medication. All right.
Yeah, medication or the Elvis whiskey?
No, it's either that or I've lost my mind years ago, ladies and gents.
Oh, well,
I'll go with that one. Not in the mood for fun. I left it in someone's basement like years ago. I forgot their address. Damn it.
Yeah, if we could just remember who it was, right?
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that one.
Remember.
Good luck with that one.
Flashbacks of my teenage years. Oh, God, where did I lose it? Yeah.
Oh God, do I want to remember?
I don't think I do either. Just leave it at that, okay?
There we go.
Lost. It's lost forever. Never,
it was one
care.
Of those parties. One of those
It
bars.
Must have been, girl. I blacked out. I don't even remember.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, you know, better to not remember than to remember and know you can't go get it.
Well, Miss Rhonda, hello, girl. Hey, Mr. Peter. Hey, everybody. Did I say everybody in chat? I know Anne's in your studio. Is Sue in the studio, too?
Anne's not in the studio, honey, but Sue is, yes.
And Miss Minette and Miss Sue. Hey, Miss Sue.
Hey, I'm glad you're doing a bit better. That's good.
Well, yeah. But I am kind of medicated. It's the only way I can keep this cough down. It's once
well,
you start, can't stop.
Yes. Once you start coughing. Well, if you're coughing, then that generates more mucus in your throat, which leads to more coughing. So,
I'm just trying to get better. I am doing a show tomorrow. I'm well enough for that. Okay, guys? I'm going to lose my mind if don't do something. I will have a show tomorrow night, and it's about the drum roll, please. Sorry, that's about the best I can do. We're going to do a show about Elvis's memories of the movie Loving You and Jailhouse Rock. So you guys want to know what E's thoughts and opinions were on those two movies he made in 57? Then, you know, tune in at 8:30. My time and listen to the show. Okay? It'll be fun.
Yeah.
As long as I don't cough and die on air, oh my God, hugging my favorite Elvis blankie, it'll be fun.
Yes. No dying allowed. You can't do that.
No.
I
will try my best.
You can have medication and fall asleep. We can handle that, but no dying allowed.
I'll hold off on the falling asleep stuff till after the show. How about that?
Okay. Okay, watch how much
whiskey
you drink.
You come on.
Yeah, we don't want me falling asleep live on air, folks. You do not want to hear that back noise. No.
Oh, my goodness. Okay,
you know
we'll take your word
and
for it, then.
It sounds like anything, so you don't want to hear that backstory. Oh.
Well, especially when you're sick. You know, when you're sick, it's always worse.
Yep. And, hey, Miss Jenny, I decided something for next month. It's going to be fun. You know, it is Christmas time next month, right?
Yeah.
I know. It's on us. It's coming way too fast. Anyway, we got to eat our turkey Thanksgiving first. But anyway, after that, I'm going to do, and this is the first time ever, a lot of you guys have came out of your shells in the last few years. A lot of you guys have been shy and now have broken out into like butterflies that are social and happy. So this year, next month, I'm going to do a singing talent show. Yeah. So if you think
you
guys got the pipes and you want to show our special guy you can sing, or if you want to do something live on, you know, air that shows your talent, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a Christmas talent show. I know. And it's our special guy's idea. It just popped into my head. He thought since y'all were singing, y'all need to do some kind of show. And I went, do.
I saw that on chat. What was it? It was 2 or 3 days ago. I saw that on chat.
Yeah, so next month I'm going to put on a talent show. I don't think I'm going to enter it because it's just I need to be judging it. Yeah.
Oh, hon, you know what? Have a talent show without anybody judging. Just let them showcase the talent.
What's not a point of having a talent show without having some kind of judging?
But
I know
see, the whole
guy
thing
said
is,
he doesn't want to do it himself. Maybe we should let him judge.
Yeah,
well, if he would, that would be good. But I'm just thinking that, you know, some people aren't real super confident yet. And that judging thing may put some of them off, and it could hurt some feelings. And
that's true. I was not going to enter because I was just going to be there for the hosting. I wasn't going to enter.
Well, that's no fun. You can sing. You should enter a song. You can just do it beforehand and play the recording.
Well, we have some kinks, but I'm thinking about doing that however we do it. Either it's just something so you guys can show that you have, you know, you have something you enjoy and you want to do. Always keep singing a song, playing the piano, playing the guitar, whatever y'all do. Maybe we shouldn't judge it, but I still want to have one to showcase, you know, whatever you guys want to show on air. And, hey, we always got our special guy's opinion when it's all over with. How about that? And we can just go on our holidays. But if you guys want to, let me know. That's just an idea. I can scrap it if y'all want me to. It's not set in stone.
Yes, and we just had a message. I don't know if you saw it yet or not, girl, but it's all enter, no judging. I think that would be a good idea because then people can just enjoy doing it and hearing each other. And not have to worry about the judging part of it, because that's hard for some people, you know? That's really hard.
Just show your Christmas cheer. It doesn't even have to be a Christmas song, by the way. I mean, it can. It doesn't have to be. But it's just something for us to do where we could have some fun and whatever, just something different.
I think that would be wonderful. I love that idea. I think that's great.
Of course, we're going to have our annual Christmas special, Miss Jenny, next month, but I don't think I'll be able to do the Christmas Eve thing that I normally do. I just don't think I'll be able to do that this year. I don't know. Now you're making me think. Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry. Does it hurt?
I told you. I left my brain somewhere in the 90s. I don't remember where.
It's on the 24th, whenever that is.
I'm looking at the calendar. Hold on. I'm looking at the calendar here. Let's just take a minute for it to go through. There we go. It is December 12th. 2021. It is on a Friday night would be the Christmas Eve show, and I cannot do it Friday because it's Christmas Eve, and I normally do Christmas Eve, but the thing is, I have family obligations actually for that night, and I normally don't, but this year, I do. So.
Well, honey, maybe I can do just like Christmas music, Christmas carols, things like that, and not do a Thursday show, but do it on Christmas Eve instead, since you can't. Then we'd still get the Christmas Eve vibes with the Christmas music and stuff.
Well, that could be fine because I'm not going to be around and it's just Christmas songs anyway, but
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's fine.
And it's not going to be any history or anything like that. It's just going to be the Christmas music. So I could do that on Friday instead of Thursday. And that way people would have their Christmas Eve stuff.
It's going to be hard for me this year with Wade being, you know, older.
That's all right.
And it's Christmas Eve. It's not going to be easy for me. But, okay.
All right.
That's all I wanted to say. I want the special talent thing to be fun, guys. Just most
yes.
important, make it fun.
Yes.
That's all.
Exactly.
You know, have
Let
fun.
Everybody enter, and just have fun with it. Enjoy the song you're singing. And
yeah, I even
don't
expect,
worry about it.
I expect those people from Australia too to enter. Shane, Mister, I'll sing you a message, but he never
Peter.
Sings anywhere else. Shane, I'm calling you out, buddy. Shane. And maybe Peter might know a song or two, but I would like everybody that you know is
that
around
would be nice.
To participate. It would be fun.
That would be nice. That would be nice.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Since no one is showing themselves and it's just them on the phone, it shouldn't be too bad for y'all shy folks. I know you can do it.
And it's for Christmas. So just kind of gird your loins and tighten up your belt and pull on your boots, pull up the bootstraps and go for it.
Yeah, and you don't have to just sing. You could whistle, you could tell jokes, you could do anything that can require a phone, okay? If we can't see you do something you're actually doing, like juggling stuff, I can't see you. So it has to be something
exactly.
that you can throw over the phone, okay? I have
yeah,
to be able
to audio.
Hear you at least.
Yeah, it
so.
Has to be audio.
Yes, ma'am. But anyways, I'm alive, and thank you for letting me take up about 10 minutes of your show, Miss Jenny. I appreciate
oh, that's
it.
Good, honey. I'm just glad you're feeling better, and I hope you get the rest of the way on to the top of that mountain pretty quickly and feel back
pretty
to normal.
Quickly. I will eventually. Yeah. It takes every day to get better, day by day.
Yes. Yes.
Anyways, yes. I love you folks. I'm going to let y'all go. Have a fun rest of the show, Miss Jenny and Miss Sue.
Thank you, darling. And I think
I'll
be home. I should be home by the time your show starts, so I'm going to get tires and everything, so only God knows how long it'll take, but they close before then, so I should be home for the show.
Yeah, hopefully you'll make it, girl.
And I have Wi-Fi, so if I don't get lost, I should be okay.
Good. I hope it's a full house. I hope there's a lot of you going to listen tomorrow night, guys, because it's going to be a good show, and it's our special guy's opinion, you know, his whole word, so I'll hopefully see y'all there.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be fantastic.
Okay. Well, TCB, God bless y'all. Mwah. Love
I'm
you, Miss Jenny.
John says, we're talking
John,
about...
Get well.
Yes, and talking about the talent show, John says, if you tap dance, do not fall in the sink.
He would.
Fall in the bathtub. Yeah, fall in the bathtub. Don't fall in the sink. There you go.
Well, I'm going to, what's that old saying? I'm going to toodaloo. Bye.
Oh, toodles, dear.
Bye,
see you later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, honey. All right. Cool. She is getting better. It's a long road, but she's going to get there. And if she's going to do a show tomorrow, she is substantially better than she was. So that's awesome. I am so glad to know that. That's cool. That's really cool. Okay. big breath. That was fun. I'm glad she was able to call in and talk for a few minutes. That was really good. And I think that talent show sounds fun. I really do.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. And now that we have karaoke available, you know, hey, nobody has an excuse to not do it, because even if you can't play a musical instrument, you can play a karaoke tape and sing to that. I do it all the time. So go for it. There we are. Okay. Back to music. Do you remember who Brenton Wood was back in the 60s?
Vaguely, Shauna. I mean,
vaguely? Oh, you really do? Honest. Oh, my gosh. I know the song. Backwards and forwards and inside out. I know the song, but I did not remember the guy's name that did it. And even when I looked at it, I went, okay. Because it didn't ring any bells. So anyway, here is Give Me Some Kind of Sign. Oh, my darling.
If you do want me, give me up the sun. But if you don't want me, don't leave me on the run.
I'm not sure if that's good or not, but hey, makes me think I've still got some live brain cells up there somewhere, and I can wake them up every once in a while. All right. I have something that John sent me that's absolutely fantastic. You guys remember the song Promised Land? Oh, yeah. This is Promised Land Rehearsal, and it is labeled as rare. So why, I'm not sure, but here it is.
Yeah. I don't swing low, you know, just give me a little heavier. What? That's a moving mother, isn't it?
Got a lot of weight.
Yeah, I like
A lot of weight.
Tell you what, can you go into rhythm a little bit sooner, Glenn? No, I'm sorry.
I think you're right. You know, play with it first.
Right.
That's right. I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, on my mind. I straddled that Greyhound and rolled him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. I had motor trouble that turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. When that hound broke down and left us all standing in downtown Birmingham. I run away from me through train tickets right across Mississippi clean. And I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking into New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and they won't let the poor boy down. Take it on me. Sure as you're born, they bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. I'm working on a T-bone steak on the Carty flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. I said, a swing low chariot, come down east, taxi to the terminal zone. And cut your wings and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Lord, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater 1409. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the poor boys on the line. I'm working on a T-bone steak, a la carne flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would drop us at the terminal gate. Swing low chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. You cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater 1409. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the motherfuckers on the line. Very good.
What can we screw up now? I love it.
I heard that in that last sentence, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's nice. And even when he's singing, you know, a few words slip in here and there, and it's hilarious. I love it. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Okay. Now, this I love for a different reason. This is something that, like, is this a home recording? Might be, or it could be just after a rehearsal or something in the studio where Elvis takes over the piano and does his thing. It is different than the recorded version, and maybe that's why I like it. I don't know. This is... Elvis on the piano, I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. Different from the recording.
I'll get coordinated in a minute.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen. Across the ocean wide and wide, to where your heart has ever
I watch them fade away and die. Your voice is soft whenever you speak, and tears bedim your lovely eyes. We'll take you home, Kathleen, to where your heart shall feel no pain. And when the fields are soft and green,
and they actually did a decent recording of it. I think that's fantastic. I think it's fantastic. Okay, I've got something else that is just plain fun, and I like it. I've liked it ever since I first heard it back in the 80s. This is great. It's Rupert Holmes doing Escape.
I was tired of my lady, we'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada, my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad.
You like piña coladas and getting caught.
that has always been such a fun song. I've always liked that. It's just always, it's a surprise. It's a surprise. You think, oh, this guy is going to ditch her and she's going to get hurt. And then turns out that they're made for each other after all. They just got bored. You know? And I always liked it ended up that way, but it doesn't. It doesn't end up that way in reality. It just doesn't work that way. But it's a nice song. You know how that goes. Yeah. Okay, guys. I have 5 minutes left. So I wanted to tell y'all thank you for joining me. And Sue, you've been on all the time, except when you got kicked off, which I have no idea what was happening with that.
Right, and I had static on my phone. I don't know if you hear it or not.
No? Well, once in a while, yeah, it just kind of and then goes away.
Yeah.
It's not constant, but it's there. It's there. I don't know
but, you
what
know,
it
I've
is.
I've been having a lot of phone problems as well as internet phone problems, and it's been going on and off. I've been in touch
okay.
with the phone company this week. But anyway, hopefully they'll get it worked out. Anyway, I'll see you on Saturday.
Yes. Yes. I will be back on Saturday. And I'm going to try and make Shauna's show tomorrow night. I should be home in plenty of time to do that, so it shouldn't be a problem. But, yes,
okay,
I will
well,
have.
Okay, be careful. Okay, this is your
okay.
first outing.
Yes,
so
yes.
You need to be careful.
Thank goodness
watch
for Google Maps.
No kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited to do that. I'm not
okay, well, enjoy your day tomorrow, okay?
Okay, honey, I will. Thank you so very much. And thank you, Victoria, for being here through the whole thing. You were listening. You were on mute, but you were here. And I think that's really special to have that much patience to sit through that whole thing.
Hi, Victoria.
So, yeah. Yeah, she's good. She's good. Anyway, thank you, everybody in the chat, for being here, you know, through the whole show and everything. It made it fun. It made it fun. We got into a whole bunch of strange stuff, but it was fun. It was fun. And don't forget the talent show for whenever we find out when it's going to be. That is going to be fantastic. And don't forget, too, that now if you like the shows and if you want to, it's not a requirement, but if you want to, you can go to Buy Me a Coffee and donate to the show. Just, you know, for appreciation, and I will be sharing some of those funds with Shauna's network, and others will be for my network, because I do shows on both, so if you feel it, let it happen. I appreciate you. Okay, so for all of that, you guys, don't forget, Christmas is coming, and I love Christmas music. So you're just going to have to put up with me because it is highly possible that the Christmas music is going to start on Saturday. Why wait for December 1st? If it was Christmas all year round, I'd love it, but it wouldn't be as special. So that's okay. That's okay. We'll just do it when we feel it. And, hey, as far as I'm concerned, it's not too soon for Christmas music. So, hey guys, it's coming. Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. Anyway, whatever. I will see y'all for my show on Saturday, and join us for Shauna's show tomorrow night. That's going to be very interesting. And take care. Take care. Don't get hurt. Don't break your toe. Don't hit your head. Okay? Love y'all. God bless. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night, sweetheart.
Don't. That's what you say. Don't say don't.